When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Altcoin Podcast, where we dive deep into the latest developments of promising altcoins. Today, we are going to talk about Kadena and its native token, KDA. And for those of you who don't know, Kadena is a blockchain platform that uses a hybrid consensus mechanism to provide high-speed, low-cost transactions. Let's dive into the latest developments for KDA. First up, let's talk about the team behind Kadena. The team is made up of experienced blockchain developers and entrepreneurs, including CEO Will Martino and President Stuart Popejoy. Martino and Popejoy, for those of you who remember, previously worked on JP Morgan's blockchain program, and they founded Kadena in 2016 with a strong team behind it. Now let's talk about the financing. Kadena has raised $14.9 million in funding to date with investors including Devonshire Investors, SV Angel, and Multicoin Capital, all three big heavy hitters in the crypto VC world. The funding has allowed Kadena to continue developing its platform through this bear market and expand its partnerships. Speaking of partnerships, Kadena recently announced a partnership with Chainlink, a decentralized oracle. The partnership will allow Kadena to access real-world data for its smart contracts, which could open up new use cases for the platform. Another recent development for Kadena is the launch of its decentralized exchange, Kadena Swap. The exchange allows users to trade KDA and other tokens that are built on the Kadena platform. Kadena Swap is designed to be a fast, secure, and user-friendly, and it has already gained a lot of traction within the KDA community. Kadena is also working on a blockchain-based voting system called ChainVote. ChainVote will provide a more secure and transparent way for people to vote in elections and other important events, with the increasing concerns over election security and transparency that we all very well know. ChainVote could become a game changer in the voting space. So what does the future hold for Kadena and KDA? Nobody knows. Well, Kadena does have a lot of potential, especially with its unique hybrid consensus mechanism and user-friendly smart contract language. As more people become aware of Kadena and its capabilities, we could see, you know, increased adoption of the platform and the KDA token. But of course, like any cryptocurrency, there are certainly risks and uncertainties. However, Kadena's recent developments and growing community are promising signs for the future of the project. KDA is one that I've held for a long time and then just DCA'd into yesterday or 2 days ago. Currently, it's sitting at about 67 cents. I think I got in around 65 cents. But I think this KDA and the team behind Kadena could be well served in this kind of new era of institutional adoption where we're seeing BlackRock and Fidelity and everyone come through. I think having two guys at the helm that were very high level employees at JP Morgan could certainly help them as we move into this new phase of crypto adoption. Right now, they are at $157 million market cap. Fully diluted is $667 million market cap. So you always have to look at that fully diluted market cap as the real market cap. I could see this certainly, you know, not financial advice, obviously not. I'm not a financial advisor, definitely. But we could see this, you know, I think 2 to 3x in the next, you know, 12 months, possibly, you know, bullish, you know, could be even higher than that if this becomes kind of the darling of this cycle. Kind of getting a little bit of like Solana, early Solana vibes with Kadena. I don't think it has as much VC adoption behind it that Solana did, and certainly not the kind of Ponzi adoption that it had behind Sam and team. But I could definitely see Kadena being one of those kind of outlier stars and doing really well in this upcoming cycle. But yeah, that's kind of my take on Kadena. Gonna probably keep an eye on it here. If it goes down, you know, maybe 10, 20%. If we get a big correction from this kind of like BlackRock scam punk that we're seeing now, you know, I would probably buy in lower as well. But yeah, it's not a huge portion of my portfolio, probably in the 8 to 9% range. But yeah, that's kind of the one I'm looking at today. That is the daily DCA for today. And I'm going to try to keep these under 5 minutes, but yeah, we're back, baby. We are back, and expect more of these coming for me, hopefully, fingers crossed. I am in early retirement now, so yeah, probably we'll start diving deep into these shitcoins and provide you guys with hopefully some value. So yeah, go follow me on Twitter if you like. The YouTube's probably going to be more just for visual stuff. I don't think we're going to do a whole lot of altcoin coverage, more for like interviews and kind of like viral videos and stuff like that. But yeah, catch me here on the Spotify's and the iTunes of the world. And yeah, follow Twitter. If you guys want to do degen trading like I do on Mexi, go use that link down below. That certainly helps the show and also gives you discounts, and then you get in on free trading competitions and stuff. But I wouldn't recommend it. Leverage trading is not for the weak of heart. If you know what you're doing, do it. If not, I would strongly recommend just buying spot and holding. But yeah, that's it for today. Sorry, this was the first one. Hopefully they will get better in the future, but good to see. I'm not seeing you guys. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Just rambling at this point, trying to figure out how to end these podcasts in a graceful way. Certainly not doing it, but I'm going to hit stop recording and let you guys get back to your Fridays. All right. Bye-bye.